I feel like we knew it would be a number one seed. We just anxious to see who was going to be, you know, in our bracket.
What's your reaction to the bracket?
I think it's pretty good. You know, we just got to take it one game at a time, like Coach always tells us, and going to each weekend thinking that it's a two-game tournament.
Did you guys watch any of the Penn game today?
I didn't.
I wanted to, all year you guys have kind of taken that. People don't pick us. People don't think it's going to happen. I mean, when you see Duke, Michigan State, think that maybe a lot of people will pick them. Does this set up okay for you guys that maybe this is kind of the same sort of scenario where maybe not everybody will pick Kansas?
Well, maybe. Probably not. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. Like we always do, we believe in each other, believe in our coaching staffs, and we're going to take it one game at a time. And whoever we face, we're going to try to prepare as best as possible for that team. And right now, we got to focus on Penn and getting that W first.
Yeah, the big thing, right, it doesn't matter. I mean, all this stuff is you got to go play the game. But is there any significance in your mind to being a one seed again? That's 3 years in a row now. I mean, is that an achievement or an accomplishment?
It's definitely an accomplishment. And then you get to play closer to home and the fans can travel. And, you know, you kind of have a little bit of home court advantage. So you definitely want to get that one seed and try to play close to home as possible.
Did you think going into this weekend that was at stake? You had to go play well in KC?
Yeah, we definitely knew that. You know, we felt like if we played pretty good in the tournament that we could lock that one seed up and we went and won it. So felt like we knew that we would be a one seed.
Devontae, I think seven Big 12 teams made the tournament. Were you surprised that Baylor and Oklahoma State didn't get in?
Actually, you know, I kind of was. You know, I feel like there's two good teams that, you know, got pretty good wins over good teams. But, you know, I don't make the selection, so just happy that we in it.
Speed, you shaved?
Yeah.
Any razors?
I was not chewing up, but then I messed it up a little bit. So. Let's go take it off.
Yeah, for both of you guys, I guess this is your last run. How do you guys feel going into March? Any different maybe from previous years? Maybe more of a sense of urgency?
Answer a question.
Nah, who you ask? I feel great, you know, coming out of three wins and, you know, getting confidence out from Malik, Mitch, and Silvio. It's definitely going to help us in the long run. And, we're just rolling right now. I think we're just getting ready to go.
I think last year some of that talk was in here this same day was with Landon, I think, was, you know, unfinished business or whatever after losing to Villanova the year before. Now that that's happened twice, do you take that kind of a chip into this tournament run and think about that kind of thing?
It's definitely something that you think about, falling short in Elite Eight back-to-back years and, you know, getting over that hump and getting to the Final Four is something we definitely want to do. And this is our last chance to do it. So, we're just going to be extra pumped and making sure everybody's ready to play and not come out flat and just being focused.
Do you feel like this team, your roster 1 through 9 or whatever it is as prepared as it's been all year for that focus that it takes?
I think I think we are. And I think just this past weekend helped out a lot with a lot of confidence and you know, it could have been. I think Dope being hurt helped out our big guys' confidence a lot.
Did you guys see Dope today? Is he walking around better? Is he getting better?
Yeah, he said he's feeling good, so hopefully we'll have him Thursday.
I know you, obviously, it's one game at a time, not looking ahead, but looking over your bracket, any potential matchups that excite either of you guys?
Well, if we win the first game, you know, my home state, NC State, was the last two teams I picked. So playing against them would be fine for me.
You know most of those guys, don't you?
Yeah, I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
Played with them during the summertime. Yeah, when I go home and stuff like that. So I got a lot of friends on that team.
Will you leave it alone, or are you going to text and reach out and do those kinds of things with some of those guys in the next few days?
Some of them already text me.
Really?
You know, that used to play there or that's on the team now. But I just like, just my friends. So, you know, it'll be a good fun game for me personally.
Grant, you said that the Big 12 tournament was a big confidence booster for your big guys, but that grinded out, that game after game, day after day, you get a little bit of a break kind of in the NCAA tournament, but how does that or did the Big 12 tournament prepare you guys for a long run in the NCAA tournament?
Like you said, just grinding it out, back-to-back-to-back days and, you know, going to war every night. And just the Big 12 in general just prepare you for the NCAA tournament because it's every night you're facing a good team. And at one point it was like top 25 teams back-to-back-to-back nights and stuff like that. So it's going to be the same thing in a tournament and you get a day to prepare for them. So, you know, I feel like the Big 12 is just mentally and physically prepares you for the tournament.
Devontae, what gives you confidence that you guys could survive an off shooting night from three at some point in this tournament?
I think we've been pretty good defensively, you know. All we got to do is focus in on scout report and what coaches and them tell us to do. And if we get stops and not score and not shoot the ball that well, I feel like we could still win.
When you look at 8-9s, did the team discuss, you know, possible scenarios? Because Missouri ended up getting one and you guys already played them. Did you have any feelings about that?
Go ahead. He asked you.
I don't even know what you said. What'd you say again?
I mean, did you talk about maybe playing Missouri or which
team? Oh, nah. We focus on Penn. That's it. We ain't worried about nobody else.
Anything else for these guys?